Yesterday we discussed the question of doing Bedikat Chametz in the car, and today I want to discuss the question of whether or not you need to do Bedikat Chametz in your desk at work. Obviously, if you know that you've got chametz in your desk, you keep a packet of cereal or a box of biscuits or something like that in the drawers so that you can have breakfast at the desk, then obviously you need to get rid of that chametz before Pesach, either by selling it or by eating it or by giving it to a co-worker or destroying it. But what about the chametz that you're not aware of? Do you actually have to search the desk to see if there's any extra chametz there? That's the whole nature of Bedikat Chametz. It's not looking for the chametz that you know is there. It's looking for chametz that you're not certain that is there. So there might be a biscuit that's in a drawer, or a packet of Bisley that you'd forgotten about, or something like that. A Kit Kat or a Twix that's hidden around the back of your computer. Do you need to search for that in advance of Pesach? So this is a question which is addressed by Rav Osher Weiss in Sheilot Tshuvot Minchat Asher, Chelek Gimel, Simon Kaf Vav. And he says, essentially, the chakira, the question is as follows. That's, is the chiyuv of Bedikat Chametz, is it A, limited to an area that you own or rent, or does it apply also to a place that you have access to and that you're allowed to use, but you've got no sense of ownership over it whatsoever? If it's only the former, then an office, a desk in an office, it's not your property. You haven't rented it, you don't own it, then you wouldn't need to do Bedikat Chametz there. But if it's a place that you've got access to and that you can use, then maybe you would need to do Bedikat Chametz. But then he asks question B, is that even if it's, we say that Bedikat Chametz applies to a place that you've got access to, does that apply only to a living area, or does it apply also to a working area? One might well say that the chiyuv of Bedikat Chametz is on a place where you live, but not on a place where you work. Especially, you know, it might be, okay, you know, if you work in a shop and you've got, you know, it's your shop, or you work in an office and you've got your own private office there. But if it's just a desk that you have in a room alongside 20 other people, then maybe there would be a svara to say that you don't have a chiyuv of Bedikat Chametz. But he says the whole question in part revolves around the machloket between Rashi and Tosfot about what the chiyuv is of Bedikat Chametz, and this is a well-known machloket Rishonim right at the beginning of Masechet Pesachim. According to Rashi, the reason why you have to do Bedikat Chametz is so that you don't transgress the prohibition of Balyei Ra'u Balyei Matzeh, the prohibition against owning chametz on Pesach. That if you haven't checked for it and the chametz is still there, then it's yours and you'll transgress. Whereas Tosfot says, no, that's not the case, because in actual fact you can be mavatel. You can just say, you know, I'm disowning any chametz that's there, and I regard it as hefke ka'afra da'ara. I regard it as if it's just dust. But the concern is that you might come to eat it, and that's why you have to do Bedikat Chametz. So Rav Osher Weiss says that on the face of it, it would seem that if we hold like Rashi, that it's all to do with transgressing Balyei Ra'u Balyei Matzeh. So then, if the area isn't yours and the chametz isn't yours, then you've got nothing to worry about. You know, it's an office desk and they're office biscuits that you eat, and that's what your worries might be there. Then you don't need to do Bedikat Chametz. Whereas if it was according to Tosfot, then the concern is that you might come to eat it, so the biscuit is still there. So whether you own it or don't own it is irrelevant. The concern is that you might come to eat that biscuit, and then you would need to do Bedikat Chametz. But in actual fact, Rav Osher Weiss says that he has a chiddush on this, and his chiddush is that the whole issue here of Balyei Ra'u Balyei Matzeh isn't actually dependent on ownership of the chametz. Doesn't need to be your home or even your chametz that we're talking about, but because the expression used in the pasuk is lo yimatzei, that you mustn't have any chametz found accessible to you is what he understands it as meaning. Then he says that any area where you've got free rein to go and use that area and eat the food that's there, then there's a chiyuv of bedikat chametz. And if there's any chametz left there, then in actual fact, you transgress the prohibition of bal yeira or bal yematzer, even if this doesn't actually belong to you. So he brings a proof from this from Reb Chaim Moshe Grudzinski in Shelot Shuvot Achiezer, who discusses the case of a person who finds chametz in the house on Yom Tov, and says, why don't we say that a person should simply be mafkir the house, say the house doesn't belong to him any longer, it's not his house, anything that's found there is not his responsibility. The answer is because it is his responsibility, even though it doesn't actually belong to him, but seeing as he's got access to it and is allowed to eat it, so then he's got a chiv of bedikat chametz, and if he doesn't do bedikat chametz and chametz were to be found there, then he would transgress bal yeira bal yematzer. So Rav Osher Weiss says the desk at work, so even if it's not your desk and even if it's not necessarily your chametz, seeing as you've got a right to eat any chametz that's there and to sit there and use that desk, so then you've got a chiyuv of bedikat chametz. He says it's also true if a person's staying in a house, say belonging to living with non-observant relatives who aren't going to do bedikat chametz, should you do bedikat chametz on the entire house? Presumably on your own room you would do bedikat chametz, but what about the rest of the house? It's not your house and it's not your chametz, but his feeling is that you do have to do bedikat chametz in that circumstance, because seeing as you've got the right to go around the house and eat whatever's in the kitchen or whatever's in the dining room, whatever it is, so therefore you could end up transgressing bal yeira bal yematzer, and that gives you a chiyuv of bedikat chametz. Ad kan.